reports, which show that for all his acclaim as a novelist, Steinbeck had not lost his humility as a writer. His reporting shows the same extraordinary empathy for the common man that ran so deep in all his work. There is a point he makes repeatedly in these dispatches, and it is this. The closer you get to war, the less you know about what is going on. He quotes a soldier, "I remember before I joined up, I used to know everything that was happening. I knew what Turkey was doing. I even had maps with pins, and I drew out campaigns with colored pencils. Now, I haven't looked at a paper in 2 weeks." Close to action, one sees only what is happening in the immediate vicinity. And in action, that perspective is all one can afford. It is a different thing, then, to be at war than to be observing and watching it from a safe distance. Steinbeck surrendered any attempt to understand the big picture and immersed himself. Nowhere in these reports are there assessments or critiques of campaign strategy or accounts of massive troop movements. With the novelist, we are simply in the war, swept along with millions of our countrymen. And like the others, mostly what we experience is neither thrilling nor terrible. Steinbeck understood that for most soldiers, the real experience of the war involved a lot of sitting